106.5 WKDZ, Ty Myers and the NZers. I will tell you what, I've had such a blast today. Beth Mann let me be the ag man, Alan Watts, today, and I was so happy because I got to talk about tractors, and now I get to talk about sprayers. And between the two of them, I'm going to tell you, I can talk about a sprayer all day, y'all, because it does make your life easier. And Dylan can tell you more about it than I can, so he's going to come tell us all about it. Come here. So tell everybody who you are.
My name's Dylan Pinnock.
And you are sprayer extraordinaire man, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm outside sales here for Best Way Ag.
So what is it about sprayers, right? I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
Yes, ma'am. It's great. I like to provide a common thing for our farmers that they need in our daily life in the spring, especially when they're spraying. So we're just happy to do that for them.
So who is the Best Way Ag? I mean, who is your customer?
The customer is the farmer in general, whether that be our dealers or directly to the farmer around here. All these great fertilizer dealerships like Nutrien and people like that as well.
Well, and I love that because when I was in there, you can get something as simple as just throwing it on the back of your four-wheeler and going. Or you can sit it in the back of your side-by-side. Or you can go up from one that sits in the back of, I don't know, a trailer or the back of a truck. And then you just keep going on from there, right?
Yes, ma'am. About anything you need as far as sprayers, parts, tanks, anything like that in the sprayer world, we're here for you.
Okay, let's say I had 10 acres. Not a huge farm, but I had about 10 acres. And I wanted, you know, to go around my fence rows and maybe go around my pond and make sure that I can actually see what's around the edges of the garden. You got anything for that?
Yes, ma'am. You can go anywhere from a 25-gallon spot sprayer all the way up to a 300-gallon boomless three-point or even a trailer sprayer if you need more volume for that. And you have fence row nozzles, you have a handgun. So there's many different options as far as that goes for cleaning up fence rows.
And it's not just the guys. These things are made convenient enough and really lightweight and easy to maneuver where the ladies can get in on that too.
Absolutely, yeah. Anybody can use them.
I was really impressed with the drones. I'm not going to lie. I got really excited about the drones. So how cool are those?
Oh, they're a very cool entity. I think it's a big part of the future in agriculture as far as getting everything done. So, yep, just really excited for the future in that.
See, Star Wars and Agri, they go along, right? They get along. So because really and truly the drones, I mean, I was surprised. It's a lot more, I don't know, it's easier to get into than what you might think. I would think that it would be really hard, but, I mean, the average person can learn to fly them.
Yes, the average person can learn to fly them. There's still some tests and everything that everybody has to pass to be able to be a commercial pilot, or even if you're doing it on your own, you still have to part the Part 107 and everything like that. So there's a little more that goes into it than just flying it, but yes, ma'am, it's pretty simple to get into.
Well, some of our local guys are doing it.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, absolutely. There's a bunch of them around here.
Right? There's probably more than what you think, and I'm not going to lie. I thought it was the coolest thing, and I sat there and watched it for a bit because I've watched it on TV, but I'd never actually seen it in person. And when you see it, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different. Seeing it in person, it makes you believe.
It's really, I don't know. It's not just for some space age stuff. I mean, it really can be your best friend because the reality of it, we can't always hire 25 people.
Right. Now, it's, you can run a good operation with two or a three-man crew with two drones. You always have to have a ground guy and a pilot. So as far as that goes, you can get a lot done with fewer hands-on.
How do we get a hold of Dylan?
You come up here to Best Way Ag and ask for Dylan Pinnock, and I'll get a hold of you.
All right. So you've got a website. We can find you guys online and kind of see what you've got to offer, right, too?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go online. We have a number that you can call, and they'll get you directed right to our cell phone.
That sounds awesome. Thank you, man. Come on out, Ag Week. I'm telling you, Miss Beth, man, can we have Ag Week every week?
It is every week.
Well, see, I like that. She said it is every week. So make sure you make Ag Week every week. How about that? We are live. You guys, thank your farmers. If you like to eat, thank your farmers. Look around. I promise you, everything in your house in one way or another is connected. If you are a farmer, always thank you and love you. We're live on 106.5 WKDZ.